rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO. 79 degrees, winds out of the north. It's July. The wind's not supposed to be out of the north. But anyway, dew point is 61 degrees, or 61. What is the humidity? 54%. 54%. And I got something I wanted to talk with you guys real quick before we get to my favorite person in the weather. But let's see. Okay, so up north, just to let you guys know how severe this drought is up in the Dakotas and everybody out west, Montana, Washington, Oregon. So there was a deal come across one of my emails today, and I thought it was kind of neat. It's not neat, but it's interesting. Pasture and range that is in very poor to poor condition. Washington, 85% of the pasture is not even there. There's nothing there. Montana, 80%. North Dakota, 71%. Even Minnesota's 51%, very poor condition. Arizona is 78%. Utah, 74%. New Mexico, 53%. That drought is going on, and as you all guys remember, back in 2010-11 all the way up to 2015, we were in the worst drought ever, and we feel their pain, but there's just nothing we can do for them except for, you know, pray for them, I guess. You know, that's all we can do for them because we can't control Mother Nature. But speaking of weather and drought, Mrs. Lacey Swope is on the radio today with us, and she's Channel 9.
Hello.
Yeah, hey, how are you?
I am so good. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. It's Tuesday's my favorite day because I get to talk to you.
Oh, well, heck yeah. I love to hear that. I love talking to you. Man, that is wild statistics you're reading off, though. I was looking just last year out in western Oklahoma. There was severe drought in July 21st. Last year in western Oklahoma. So it's crazy how things can change on a dime, and they're going to get their break. It's just not in the short term, for sure.
Right, because they, I think especially New Mexico and Arizona and, you know, Colorado's not in the severe part, but they depend on a lot of snowpack, don't they, for their rivers?
They do. Okay. Yep, they do. A lot of snowpack, and then they also get the monsoonal flow this time of year, which does bring them the storms kind of daily also.
Yeah, and it's hotter up there than it is in western Oklahoma, and that's very unusual.
That's where it's wild. It feels almost eerie today, and the same thing yesterday, especially in the mornings when it's so very cool. You're kind of like, wait a second, it just feels odd.
Yeah, this morning wasn't quite hoodie weather, but it was close. So
it was close. Well, up north, there were 50s. Buffalo got to 59. Freedom was 58. Feeling was 59.
Yeah, it's just crazy, but they, well, did you work Saturday morning or go bowling?
So, Saturday morning, we had a team building event with the News 9, and so we were working, we were team bonding, so we were bowling. That's what we were doing.
Oh, because when you text me said you had to work, I was like getting up, watch you on the weather channel. But no, social media, here comes the bowling alley. Yeah, he's like.
It's a real hard job I've got, Jimmy.
I know. So I'm actually kind of jealous. And I'm going to pick on you a little bit on your social media post this morning where you were giving the dates out on when school starts and this and that. And then I noticed you had a lot of people going on there. You forgot hunting season, but I'm going to pick on you for another reason because you forgot you forgot wheat planting season. You forgot cotton harvest time. You forgot peanut harvest time. You know, because you're on an ag show, so you gotta support us out here. So if you ever need any of those dates, you can get them because we don't know when they are.
If I post that, then here come the hunters. And if I don't post that, here come the anglers. And then if I don't post that, here come, I'm telling you, usually when I post that countdown, I do this every year, and I will post a hunting countdown. I do it a million times a year. But every time, you said the teachers come for me. I usually do have quite a few teachers get upset. And they're like, I can't believe you're reminding me in the summertime when school starts. I understand. I totally get it.
Yes.
So I can't ever please everyone, Jimmy.
I know, but you know what? Out of everybody on there, you and Lacey Lowry, you handle the public very well. You come back strong and nicely, and then everybody makes fun of the person that made the post against you. So.
I usually feel bad because I'm totally kidding. I mean, it's very, very rare that someone actually bothers me on social media. I've grown a very thick skin. I'm pretty callous these days after doing this for a long time. And I kind of feel bad. I usually have to get on there and say, hey, whoa. They were kidding. I was kidding. I realize you got my back, but...
Oh, yeah, and I realize you're kidding, but the guy that you just hammered might not take it that way, but they...
Right.
It's just like the guy on the this post this morning. He was talking about those seasons or the dates, and he come back on there with a bow and arrow, and he said, is that Cupid or what?
So I said, oh, yeah, what is that? Is it Cupid season? I don't know what you're getting at.
that was pretty funny, but they... So, do you see any... relief up there for the north at all?
Actually, so we have been having this, I don't have to tell you, this well below normal summer, and we've had above normal precip. I mean, the rain Sunday in western Oklahoma was just unreal, and now that's shutting off. So what's happening is a big, huge high-pressure system that dominates the heat this time of year that's been over those drought-stricken areas and just perpetuating the drought. That moves over us this weekend, next week. Western Oklahoma, triple-digit readings day in and day out. It is about to get very hot. Rain chances down to zero. And when that happens, it actually opens up the edge of that heat dome, and it's going to allow precip to ride up cooler temperatures for those folks. So what they're dealing with, we're going to deal with. The difference is we've already had a lot of rain, whereas they were already in drought. So they are going to get relief. They'll have off and on cooler air move in. They're going to have rain chances. And so I'm at least hopeful that some of those big fires can get, those firefighters can help get a handle on some of that coming up in the next week or two, with several different opportunities for storm systems moving through.
Well, you guys, it's Today in Ag, and I have Lacey Swope on here from Channel 9 Weather, and we got we're talking weather right now. I was giving her a little crap a while ago about all of her social media stuff, but we're talking business now. But that rain this weekend in Oklahoma
was
crazy. Everybody, you know, it was just, everybody was happy. You know, there was some guys that had some hay crops cut down, but, you know, we thank them for cutting their hay down so it would make it rain, because that's what usually happens. Somebody cuts their alfalfa down, and boom, it rains. We're good. So thank you. But
I hear from a lot of those folks. I get those messages. That's what they tell me. I said, well, my neighbors are happy.
Oh, yeah, the neighbors are happy, but yeah, so I got, with both rains, because I actually was blessed down in the Willow area, west out there, well, you know where it's at, we got two rains, and I think I almost got 3 inches out of both rains. And yeah, down in there in the desert, yeah, it's a bunch. The ponds are full, the cows are fat, and yeah, they're fighting flies, but I'm doing everything I can to get the flies off of them. But the grass is knee deep and it's great. And then up where we live, I think I got 1.2, but right there in Sayre, they got over 2 inches there. And then up north towards Arnett, Leedy, and Canadian, and way up in there, they got some good runoff rain. And I noticed the water in the river was muddy, but it looked like it come from the panhandle of Texas out there where the North Fork starts out there by McLean. A couple of weeks ago when we got those big rains, it was real muddy red, so that meant it come from the Sweetwater area, because that's where all that red shale and stuff is. So it's,
sure.
But no, the rains were good. Thanks for sending it our way.
Oh, I do what I can.
I had
a viewer picture come in from Hollis, and it was a little boy. He had caught a pretty big, nice catfish, but what was shocking to me wasn't the size of the catfish. It was the fact that he had caught it in a farm pond in Hollis, and that there was actually water in a farm pond in Hollis in July.
Oh, so, yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, because down there... at my place at Willow, we got that, let's see, I can't remember if it's February or, yeah, February or early March when we got that big storm that come through Oklahoma and everybody got a lot of rain. That's the first water had been in my pond since you'd been there hunting.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I mean, it's just crazy. So all the lake levels up around Oklahoma, I guess?
They are. They're up. I haven't looked this morning after the weekend rain out west. But the lakes were all above normal. Most of them were above normal, yeah, and kind of slowly dropping, starting to go back down some.
Except for Lugard, right?
Well, except for, yeah. So, yeah, except for that.
But, you know, it's crazy. You know, the river behind the house feeds Lugard, and it's been running strong. But that, since we started getting all these rains a few months ago, I think Lugard was at like 29% conservation pool. And now I think I looked yesterday, and it was at 44%. That doesn't sound like much, but that's a big lake. I mean, well, it's the top part of the lake takes the most.
Yeah.
So, but they,
absolutely.
So, but that big dome's moved over us now, and we're in trouble, huh?
It's going to, and it looks to at least last through the 1st of August, and they always say August is where all cool summers go to die in Oklahoma, and so we'll see what happens. I told you, in the long range, all it takes is, you know, one pattern shift, and those long range forecasts are a bust. And so I can tell you for at least the next 9 days, if not the next 2 weeks, that, yeah, it's the heat is on.
Well, and you're all full of good news today.
I know. You said you have anything good to talk about. Anything cool to talk about? I was like, well, actually, no. And no, I've got hot and dry to talk about.
Yeah, because we were really wanting you to send some grasshopper removal weather. Instead,
are you still dealing with them?
Oh, man, they're terrible. And they're getting bigger. And then yesterday, I noticed there's a new hatch because they're about half inch long or not even that long. So we got a new hatch coming.
Or is this your neighbors? Is this a thing out there?
No, it's everywhere. It's crazy. I don't think I send it to you. I was hauling the alfalfa out of the field the other day, and the bales are, them grasshoppers are eating the hay in the bales. How's that? And so I picked it up with my hydraulics, and Beej and I worked on this method a couple of years ago, but I finally got her down to a science here the other day. I pick up the bale of hay, and it rolls. And as it rolls, the grasshoppers don't fly, and then I let it down real quick, and it smashes them. So.
That Oklahoma ingenuity right there.
Yeah, yeah.
The grasshopper steamroller.
Yeah, but they, but hey, Quentin, hop on that mic right there and then put those headphones. I got a gentleman just showed up in the studio, and I want you to say hi to him. He's Quentin Elliott. He's the general manager of the Elk City Farmers Co-op, and I wanted you to say hi to him, but I also want you to ask him to give me a discount on deer corn this year because it's high. Say hi, Quentin.
Hey, Quentin. How are you doing
today? I am good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I can't complain.
Yeah, he's going to complain when I get him with his corn feed here. Because it's, how much higher is deer corn this year than it was last year, probably?
You know, I haven't really checked. I was still riding some contracted corn that I had bought up right at the end of the year.
So, yeah.
Right at the end of March, whenever our contracts ran out. So I've been in pretty good shape, and I've kept that price down as much as I can.
Yeah.
But I'm afraid of what the new contract prices are going to look like, because we all know what the commodity prices have done.
Oh, so, yeah, they're crazy. And so, but so Lacey, what's our long ranger look like?
Hot. It looks dry.
And triple.
It looks like you're going to really want a lot of that corn for sure. And feeders. That's what it looks like. So we're working on getting our deer plots in the ground. My husband was out brush rocking all of our stuff over the weekend and trying to get ready to avoid having to maybe use as much corn. But I'm not looking forward to the prices either. But no, that goes for everything right now.
Yeah, it's crazy. You need any food plot stuff? I got some.
Do you?
Yeah, we got. Well, you're a member of our Quail Forever chapter out here, and it's free for the our members. We got some brown millet.
I think so. I don't know.
I should have sent that up there Saturday, shouldn't I?
I did get those sand plums, though. We talked about those last week.
Yeah, you got those, right?
Sand plums.
Yeah, they called me the other night and said, do you think Lacey would give up her mother's award-winning sand plum jelly recipe? I said, I don't know. You got her number now. Text her, but don't ask her about weather. That's not her weather phone.
Oh, please. I got text about it, and I'm going to get it from her. I don't have it, you know, personally. My mom has it, but I'm going to get it. I will share it. She doesn't enter things into the county fair anymore, so it's for everyone to have.
Oh, cool. Well, that cost me 3 ticks, a few chigger bites, and mosquitoes tried to bite me in the ear that I have my hearing aid on, but that didn't work. But the noise of a mosquito is extremely loud when you're wearing your hearing aid out in the woods.
Oh, I bet. Well, for all your listeners, if you're wanting some sand plums, we know someone that'll go out and take them for you.
Yeah, no, this is special person only, and my in-laws and you were the only one that got those. But anyway, well, I know you got up early, and I enjoyed your deal on social media where it shows you get up at 2, you try to get up at 1:30, but it doesn't work, and you showed everybody how you got ready. That's crazy.
I get asked those questions all the time. It's just an odd job. You know, there's so many unique things that people do, and I love that kind of stuff on social media. I love seeing what people do, what people go through. I love people on TikTok right now. There are so many farmers and ranchers, by the way, in Western Oklahoma that have a TikTok. Jimmy, you need to jump on the bandwagon and just post the little things that they do that you go through every day that's normal to you, but other people find fascinating. I find those things fascinating. Well, what I do every single day, maybe someone will think it's kind of odd.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I just downloaded the app the other day, so
yeah,
I was getting too many crazy
TikTok.
Yeah, I was getting too.
I would like to see Jimmy do some TikTok also.
See?
Yeah.
TikTok.
I guess I can get my grasshopper killing machine on there now that I have it.
That's the kind of stuff. That is exactly what I'm talking about. That is the kind of stuff that is fascinating.
I know you've had a long day, and we're going to let you go. And thanks again for being on today. And have a great week. And tell Tyler and Brooke I said hello.
Thank you so much. Say hello to your family as well. Quentin, good talking to you. Hope you get a good job at your farm.
Good talking to you, too.
All right. See
you guys. Have a good day.
See you. Bye.
Bye.
Well, it's Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, July 19th. 825 head were sold. 4 head of steers at 390 brought 200. 18 at 588 brought 171. 5 at 597 brought 160. 3 at 720 brought 133. 22 at 948 brought 136.50. 13 head of heifers at 328 brought 148. 7 at 559 brought 144.50. 49 at 708 brought 146.50. 4 at 790 brought 138. 5 at 979 brought 120. Butcher cows were 32 to 79.50. Bred cows 10.50 to 1100. Butcher bulls 20 to 107. Pairs brought 13.50 to 16.25. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, I-40 exit 71 in Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
As you watch your children grow, discover new paths, and become who they're meant to be, you want to give them the best chance at the best life possible. There's nothing more basic than their health. So you put your trust in Great Plains Regional Medical Center. The doctors, nurses, and staff there listen closely, care deeply, and become an extension of your family. They put your children's well-being first through every stage of life. And you rest easier knowing they're always close by. With 24-hour emergency care, convenient family care clinics to help busy families, and online access to your health records, they're taking better care of you than ever. To find a provider that's right for your family, call 580-225-2511 or visit gprmc-ok.com. When children are your everything, trust GPRMC to help take care of them through every hurdle they face. Great Plains Regional Medical Center, the care you trust right here.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. It's Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO. The current weather, hang on here. I got the wrong one. 79 degrees, wind still out of the north, humidity 54, dew point 61. Looks like Lacey gave us the bad news that we were about 2 to 3 weeks behind anyway getting. So we're blessed with that. And but today I have Mr. Quentin Elliott in the Red Room with me. He's the general manager, the boss down at the Elk City Farmers Co-op. Welcome, Quentin.
Thank you for having me, Jimmy. I sure appreciate
sorry
it.
Sorry to throw you on the bus with Lacey a while ago.
You're fine.
Yeah, so if you could sell her deer corn at a discount, you and I have become buddies.
Okay.
So anyway, I was going to invite Jeremy in here today, but I figured he's language and I don't have a bleeper in here.
We need to keep it clean.
Yeah, we got to keep it clean, but... tell all of our listeners, I know a lot of people out here already know you, but we got listeners everywhere else. Can you tell everybody a little bit about you?
Well, I grew up north of Canute. I went to Canute School, graduated from there, then moved on, went up to Oklahoma State University and got a degree in agriculture economics. Knew I didn't really fit the big city life, so I wanted to get back out here. I started by managing the Elk Elevator, working for Jimmy Dean down there. I was there for 4 years and helped run the grain elevator and sell feed. And then I moved to the co-op in 2001. So I've been at the – come October, I'll be at the co-op for 20 years.
That's a long time. I didn't realize you was that old.
I am that old.
I thought you was, like, way younger than me, but thinking about it, that's about right.
Yeah, but and time flies. I've got a wife and 3 kids. My wife teaches at Canute School, and I don't know why she puts up with me, but she's pretty good to me.
Oh, so. Yeah, she's got to be good to put up with you. But and how old are your kids?
I've got a daughter that's 10, a daughter that's 8, and a son that is 6.
You started late.
I started late. We got married a little bit late. You know, the good Lord blessed us with some great kids. I wasn't really wanting to have 3, but he told us we was going to. So we were happy. So I mean, they've been great. So
let's see, Grandpa, Buddy. Right?
Buddy Elliott was my grandpa. Yes, he was an auctioneer.
I remember him really well.
Farmed and ranched north of Canute. My other grandpa, Sonny Gredeman, he mostly farms and ranched a little bit south of Canute. He always grew those black diamond watermelons, everybody knows.
Yep.
And, you know, I came from a long line of farmers and ranchers. We don't do much farming anymore. We put everything to grass, so we're just mostly cow-calf operation now, me and my dad and my brother. So.
And your brother is Wes Elliott.
Yeah.
And your daddy's Bobby.
That's correct.
And because I remember Buddy when I was growing up, because he's the one that built Main Street Baptist Church and the skating ring, wasn't he? Or helped?
You're saying things I probably couldn't speak to.
Yeah, so anyway, but anyway, he was part of it. I remember that.
Yeah.
But anyway, so... you're listening to Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KCO, and I have Quentin Elliott, manager for the Elk City Farmers Co-op, in here, and we're going to be talking. We're just going to talk. Let's talk fertilizer prices.
They're not cheap. They're not as high as we've seen them in the past, but
they're getting close.
I don't know. I think we're kind of leveling out right here, but we're just with the commodity prices as high as they are, the demand is high, and you know those corn guys and soybean guys that are getting the moisture, they're going to pour the fertilizer to it to try to make a crop because of the prices they can get right now.
Yeah, because corn, especially corn, they socked the fertilizer to that.
Yeah, they put a lot. I mean, where we put 100, 200 pounds of fertilizer down here on stuff, you know, it's not unusual for them to put 400 and 500 pounds up there in places.
So they got to make a lot of corn.
Yeah, but, you know, the prices are good, so they're trying to hit a home run right now, and they're not, you know, long-term. You don't know what's going to happen with that price, so you might as well grab it while you can. So.
Yeah, either you use it or you don't.
Yeah.
So what? So where does your fertilizer come from?
Most of my fertilizer, my nitrogen, the dry nitrogen, comes out of Enid, out of a Koch facility at Enid. We get our phosphorus and our potash usually comes out of the port up there at Inola, and then our liquid UAN comes out of Woodward.
So a couple of years ago, was it? Yeah, a couple of years ago when the whole state of Oklahoma was flooded and that whole navigation system, that hurt you guys, didn't it?
It was hard to get anything. So, I mean,
it was trucking going on.
Yeah.
What about feed prices?
as long as these commodity prices stay strong, I don't see us letting up on feed prices. I've talked to my guys, my salesmen, and they're saying we're probably going to be looking at $40 to $50 a ton over contract prices last year, if we're lucky. I mean, we're hoping it's that low. I mean, they're scared it could be worse, but with the corn and soybean price the way it is and the way it's been driven, it's just there's no relief on that. I mean, we're just going to see high prices this year.
Yeah, because I was looking on I was looking on the web a while ago, and like corn jumped what, 80 cents one day?
Yes,
last week.
Yes.
Did it ever go back down?
I haven't seen the recent prices, but I mean, we're seeing some of the best prices they've seen in a long time. I think they said all the way back to like 2013 or something like that.
So you know what's causing that?
Mostly China and the weather. China is buying a lot of corn and soybeans from us, and part of that, the corn part of it, is due to Brazil having a drought and their corn crop being cut short, so China turned to the United States. And they're trying to replenish their hog supply, so they're using more and more corn and more soybeans. And we didn't have as good a crop as we did last year, as we thought we would last year. And then they didn't put as many acres in this year as they expected.
And then
we got the drought in the Midwest and the Dakotas, and that's what I was reading the other day, that the Dakotas usually contribute 10% of our soybean crop. Well, you take that out of the mix, and we got all this demand coming from overseas, and it's really cutting us short. Our supplies are as low as they've been in a long time. So,
well, I read somewhere else also the spring wheat.
Yeah.
You know, most of it's grown up in the Dakotas and northern Nebraska, and it's down 36%.
Yeah.
And it's already a shortage of that.
Yeah.
Because the white wheat, what they make pastas and all that other good stuff from.
Yeah.
And you know, even with all the rain we had, we didn't have a bumper crop here, but it was a good one.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but they what about hay? Are you selling any hay down there?
We sell some small squares of Bermuda. You know, right now we have a pretty good supply of it. We've been lucky with the rainfall we've got, everybody, and you know, so for right now we're in pretty good shape. I don't know what, you know, price wise he's not hitting me any harder than he was last year, so I haven't been out there and heard what stuff's bringing, but it seems like everybody's making some pretty good hay right now.
I thought about coming by and all your hay, square bales, and then taking it into Mexico and making some money.
You probably could.
But I don't want to take advantage of those guys.
Yeah.
But they, because it's hard luck going on out there right now.
Well, you know, we've been through that, and it was hard. Everybody tried to hold on and, you know, buy hay from other places and keep their cows. And I don't know, sometimes we look back, me and Dad look back on that and think, you know, we might have been better off just to sell down and not be trying to do that. But you build a herd up and you get what you want, and it's hard to let them go.
Yeah, I sold, as Lacey and I was talking about earlier, you know, this rain it. We got in February or first part of March was the first water in my pond since October 2019.
Yeah.
And I sold half of my herd last year because, I mean, you start feeding in June and July, you can't make that work. You're better. I mean, yeah, I need to make my land payment, but you really just can't make it work.
Yeah.
Well, we'll be right back after this. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards weekly cattle sale at Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Register at lmaauction.com or download the LMA Ringside app. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and we do appreciate it.
Great values are happening now during Lowe's Summer Savings. Save on select appliance special values. Plus, save an additional $50 when you buy two or more appliances, each priced $396 or more. You'll also find new lower prices on ceiling fans, landscape lighting, and more. So shop Lowe's today.
Must ask cashier to apply discount in store. Online must use promo code. Can't be combined with any other discounts. See Lowe's.com for exclusions and terms. Valid 7/15 through 8/4. U.S. only.
We want to sell a product at Terry's Furniture that's a good value for the money. A good value doesn't have much to do with how much it costs when it's new. It has to do with how long that it lasts. A $400 recliner that lasts 5 years is not a good value as a $600 chair that lasts 10 years. Because if you divide how many dollars you spent by how many years it lasted, that 10-year chair is going to be a better chair for the money. It's a better value, even though it might cost you a few dollars more at the start.
So for value, you're thinking long term.
Exactly. Value is how long something lasts. That's really what value is. If you buy a little tiny pickup to haul bales of hay and spend $40,000 on it, it's not going to last very long. But spend $70,000 on a truck that'll haul bales of hay, a big 3/4 ton diesel, you're going to get 15, 20 years out of it if you treat it correctly. Same thing with a recliner.
Terry's Furniture Showroom.
We're at 2001 South Main in Elk City, Oklahoma, right behind McDonald's.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
Hey, welcome back. It's 79 degrees. Wind's still out of the north. The other day, it changed during my show, so I had something interesting to say. But it's still out of the north. Humidity's still 54%. So we got Quentin Elliott, general manager of the Elk City Farmers Co-op, in here, and we're just talking. We're talking ag and talking about how rough things are up north and out west, and just talking. That's all we're doing. But so you guys down there, you offer full service. You don't gin cotton.
We don't gin cotton anymore. That was when I first interviewed for that job down there. I asked him, are y'all closing that cotton gin? And they said yes. And I said, okay, and I'll listen to some more. But if they would have said no, we're going to keep it open, I probably wouldn't be working there right now. But cotton's made a comeback, and it's got its place. It's just, it seems like they've went to these massive gins where they haul everything, you know, a lot of miles. We do feed, we do bulk and sack feed. We're a high pro and a Purina dealer. We sell liquid fertilizer, dry fertilizer. We custom apply liquid and dry fertilizer. We have currently have four ground dry pull spreaders. You can do your own. We used to have five. One of them was in an accident this summer. So
anything interesting you want to talk
about?
Well,
it was just, guy was pulling it down the road, and I don't know what happened. She was handing a drink to her kid in the back seat, and I was just thankful that nobody was hurt.
Really?
Knocked the axles out from under it, and you know, and totaled it out. I've got one on order, but you know, with the COVID and everything else, it's just like everything else. You know, they tell you 6 to 8 weeks, and it turns into 3 to 4 months. So
speaking of the COVID, how's that affected your business in the last year?
You know. The COVID really hasn't affected us as much as some other businesses. I mean, agriculture, you know, even through the quarantine and them shutting stuff down, we were an essential business, and people had to feed their cows, and we're still going to grow crops. So, you know, it didn't hurt me on the bottom line as much. I mean, we had to change the way we did some things through all that, as far as, you know, curbside service and stuff like that. But as far as my business, it never slowed down. I feel for all those people that are in those businesses, like the restaurant business, that had to just basically shut down. I mean, yep. You know, we never had to do that, and we were lucky. So
yeah, that was because we have something. We ordered a rifle for a sponsor for their Quail Forever banquet last September.
Yeah.
And here it is, almost August, and we haven't got it yet.
Yeah.
I mean, I call them, and it's something different every time. We just got the scope mounts in. We just got the scope in. And it's just like, okay, gun shops are starting to get ammo and stuff in. And then, like, shipping.
Yes.
You talk about yanking my chain. We can't guarantee when it'll be there, but if you'll pay five times as much, it'll be there the next morning. What?
Don't ask me, because I shipped some dirt to have a soil sample sent off to for an analysis, and it was, I think, $21, where it used to cost me like $10
right
to ship it. And I'm just, to me, I was like, that's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, I think some of that stuff's being taken advantage of. You guys You got a spray rig for chemicals too, don't you?
Yeah, we spray liquid fertilizer. We have a floater truck. We do not do row crop. Usually don't do any alfalfa just for the fact that we run a lot of pasture chemicals through our truck that don't jive with alfalfa crops. So mostly grass. We do a lot of wheat and a lot of grass. I mean, so.
And you stay busy and you got a pretty good crew down there.
I have been really blessed with my help. I'm going to tell you, if I didn't have those guys and people that's worked for me in the past, they've made my life a lot easier. They've made it where I can go back and do my job. And you know, I'm on a big shout out to Bruce McCree because he's been with
old
me.
Oh, Bruce.
He's been with me a long time, and he's pretty awesome. And I got Gage down there and Mike, and those guys are just, they're there for me every day. If I'm not there, they take care of things. And you know, they've just been good for me. So.
Well, Bruce is a twin. Brian's the other one. Yeah. Brian works still working at Beckenrude, I guess.
Beckenrude, yeah, and propane, yeah.
Yeah, so, and I think Brian's the partier, right?
I guess. I don't know. They're both getting up there. I don't think either one of them can party too much anymore. So.
So do we got anything to look forward to as far as cost-wise with feed and everything? We've got basically went over it, but... Any good news?
The feed, I mean, yeah, you'll probably see some better prices come this fall than what you're seeing this summer, because I think we had a knee-jerk reaction after that winter storm and everything that went on. They really busted the prices way up there because they were having trouble getting ingredients in, and it was just a competition of who could get what. And I think things have kind of got better now, and they've kind of got their suppliers lined out. And I think we'll see. Actually, we saw the price list in July come down from the price list in June. And I think, like I said, I think we hit that storm, and it was like bam, bam, bam. They went up, and when the contracts ran out, the price was real high, and they've kind of backed that off a little bit. So I think, you know, you're not going to see anything as cheap as last fall. It's just not going to happen. Like, I mean, you know,
it's the times.
Well, it's the times. Everything's expensive. Everything's went up, you know, not just fertilizer. Just everything.
But so, as you've heard on the news, our cattle hadn't gone up.
Well, no, they haven't. No,
a little bit, not much.
It'd be nice if they would.
But so. Yeah, the market the last two or three weeks, I've noticed in doing the sales report results from Elk City and Hobart and Western Oklahoma, they're creeping. I mean, they're creeping up because I noticed the 800-pounders are $10 higher than they were a month ago.
Yeah.
And that's a lot.
Oh, yeah.
That's $80 a head.
Oh, yeah.
And it adds up. But our cost is going up, too, so ain't really nothing equalizing.
I mean, I hate to be a downer on you, but I'll be probably selling some next month. So, that usually means it's going to go down.
It is August, isn't it? That's when I sell. Yeah. Well, but they, so do you guys, I know you do because I bought some. You guys sell stuff down there for cover crops and summer crops?
Yeah, we keep some seed. We'll be getting a shipment in, you know, next month of cover crops. We usually carry some wheat seed, rice seed, some pot mix, turnips, radishes.
What kind of pot mix?
Not pot mix, plot mix.
Oh, sorry. I thought that's what you said. Because I told myself I was kind of going to avoid the pot farms on this ag show.
Well, they're out there. You know, they've been a hindrance for us and some other farmers. I mean, you know, you got to be careful because it's not like you spray and hurt someone's cotton, you might be looking at a few $1,000s. It's, you know, the insurance companies that we deal with have talked to us, and if you do something out there that affects their
let's
crop,
let's talk about that.
That could be several million dollars.
I got a little bit of time. So if you're just joining us, it's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5, and I have Quentin Elliott in here. He's the general manager, the boss down there at the Elk City Farmers Co-op. Tell just briefly, what have you heard about this?
Well, we had a place a guy wanted us to spray, and it was right, I mean, just butted up against a building that raised marijuana. And so I called my insurance and I said, what's the protocol? Because, you know, I mean, they're the one that covered me, my liability on my spraying. And he said, we'd rather you not do it. And I said, well, why? And he said, they've been telling them as soon as they see a truck out there running that the grower will call the State Department and turn you in. Not to say you're doing anything wrong, but they wanted on record that you were there.
There.
And then if anything happens to their crop throughout that season and it fails, they're going to try to blame it on you. And as far as like my insurance company says, he says that, you know, we're talking millions of dollars, not thousands of dollars. Whereas you hurt someone's cotton crop or some other crop, he said these guys will come back and it'll be, you know, depending on the size of the operation, could be millions of dollars. And he said, we just trying to avoid that. And, you know, most businesses like mine that have custom application, we're required to carry $1 million liability. Well, $1 million liability policy ain't gonna do you a whole lot of good if it's over $1 million. So,
right.
So, you know, we've had to be careful about where you spray, what you use. I mean, we've went to a lot of chemicals that just, you know, we use on pastures this year. We used a lot of DuraCore, which is made by Corteva, and it doesn't drift. So, that's one of the reasons we did it. I mean, just it costs a little bit more per acre to do, but it just makes us feel a little better that we're not going to get in trouble.
But no state regulations has changed. It's basically what I said on the show earlier last week. If you spray it and you go by the label, you're okay. But it's your job to keep it on.
Well, it's your job. You are still, even though we don't have cutoffs in our county for even like cotton, you know, like down in Altus, they have the cutoffs for 2,4-D. You just can't spray.
May 1st.
You can't spray them in that county after a certain date. We can up here. That doesn't mean it's okay to go spray across from someone's cotton field.
Right.
You are still liable if you kill their cotton. If you're the one that did it, you will have to pay for it.
Right.
And, you know, and that's the thing with us. We don't have a cutoff, and we can spray. You know, technically, we can spray where we want and use what we want, but if we kill someone's stuff, it's on us. The Department of Ag will come out and find you liable, and you will pay a fine, and you will pay for their damage. So,
wonder which is worse on marijuana, 2,4-D or Roundup?
Probably 2,4-D, because I've heard it's a lot like a tomato plant, and you can set 2,4-D close to tomatoes and probably curl them up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's a lot like cotton. I mean, you know, the cotton, it's real susceptible to 2,4-D also. So.
Oh, great. Well, Quentin, thanks for being in here, and if anybody needs to get a hold of you, you got a number you want them to call?
We're down on 720 South Main Street. Number's 580-225-0191, and I want to thank Jimmy for having me on today.
No, thanks for coming in. I knew conversation would lead to something good, and it did there at the end. So, anyway, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
I'll be right back.
We only sell 100% diesel. We don't mess with the biodiesel. We've heard nothing but problems with the biodiesel. It grows an algae in the tank, and it dirties filters, and I've just heard a nightmare about it. We use 100% diesel. We also sell 100% gasoline. We don't get the 10% ethanol. We just are more comfortable with that. We feel like it lasts a little longer. When a farmer's buying 500 gallons and they're going to use that over 6 months, we don't want them to get to the last 6 months and it be bad.
We have to maintain that spec for out in the oil field, so we just pass it on out here to our yard and say, or that way we just always know we're not getting any bio. That way you don't get any trash in your fuel, which is going to save you, and then less time you have to change filters and buy filters and all that stuff and maintenance on your equipment.
Our company is called Flow Fuel. We deliver fuel to farmers and ranchers around western Oklahoma.
Call 339-8111.
Call 339-8111.
What makes the perfect workout? Being able to ride, lift, and stretch in one place with motivating instructors.
Y'all look so good out there, Peloton.
Classes that always work around your busy summer schedule.
Push, Peloton. You've got 20 minutes of opportunity on this ride.
Instructor-curated playlists for every mood.
Let's turn it up. Come on.
Now, what if you had it all? Ride it home. The Peloton bike. Nothing like working out from home. Visit onepeloton.com to learn more.
Looking for a spacious, professional event center for your perfect event? Available year-round, the Frisco Conference Center in Clinton has an affordable environment open to groups of all sizes. Each room can be easily adjusted to accommodate the size of your event with a fully equipped kitchen for any catering needs, a complete audio-visual system for more technical presentations and programs. The Frisco Conference Center is perfect for large conferences, small company meetings, and family gatherings. Whether it's corporate or a social event, the Frisco Conference Center in Clinton makes an elegant impression on their guests. Call 580-323-7874 or find them on Facebook.
Today in Ag is back with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, welcome back. It's Today in Ag on 96.5 KCO. Had a good show today, I thought. Lacey was on, and we were just talking with her and talking about droughts and everything up north and out west. And Quentin stopped by from Farmers Co-op here in Elk City. Had a really good talk with him. He was being nice today with me. I'm going to have to talk to him about it. I got to go get some cake here in a little bit. But Friday's results from the Elk City Livestock Auction looked pretty good. They had 1,128 head on hand. And just briefly looking at some of these prices, it's creeping up. Here's a 5-head weighing 800 pounds, 805, brought $1.4650. 454 pounders brought $1.85. Heifers looking good. There's eight of them in there, $1.3750 at 766 pounds. I'm having to do this off my phone because the printer wouldn't work today. Butcher cows were bringing up to $80. Butcher bulls were bringing up to $98. Bred cows were bringing anywhere from $6.50 to $14.25. Pairs were bringing up to $16.25. Sound like they had a good auction there Friday. I'll have you the results tomorrow for the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction. Hobart Stockyards will be having their sale tomorrow down there. Call Rex Fleming for anything you need. Also, their goat sale and goat and sheep sale is coming up this Saturday. You can see all these prices and the New Penny News coming out Thursday morning. Any information you need on the goat sale, call Rex Fleming down there at the Hobart Stockyards. And that's it for today with me, guys. Thanks for joining. It's God bless. And have a great day. Thank you.
You've been listening to Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
I'm Randy Renner on First Oklahoma Ag. A federal court has dismissed a challenge to the Navigable Waters Protection Rule that replaced the controversial Obama WOTUS rule, giving producers some regulatory certainty until the Biden EPA finalizes a new rule. It could take months or more for the Biden EPA to possibly split the difference between the Obama WOTUS rule and the Trump Navigable Waters rule. But until then, the U.S. District Court in South Carolina has thrown out a challenge to the Navigable Waters Protection Rule, giving it a reprieve until something replaces it. Still,